Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast. If you're a regular listener, thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. If you're new here and don't know me yet, I'm your host, Katie Carey, independent publisher of books that matter and an international best-selling author. And of course, the host of this globally ranked podcast. I help metaphysical coaches and healers gain confidence, clarity, raise their visibility and their credibility, giving them the opportunity to shine their light brighter so that the people they are here to serve can find them. I do this by creating opportunities for them to become best-selling authors in my multi-author and solo book projects. I also offer one-to-one mentorship services to help spiritual business owners find and unlock their limiting beliefs. In this podcast, I'll be sharing wisdom from myself, coaches, authors and energy healers that could be just what you need to transform your life today. You can connect with me via the Contact Katie button at my website at www.soulfulvalley.com.
You've got to love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Because nothing's going to work out until you do.
Hello, and welcome back to the Soulful Valley podcast. I'm coming back to you with the Energy of Money series. And we still have 4 more episodes to deliver on this series over the next few weeks, which I'm really excited about sharing with you. This year, we have 3 book collaborations: Becoming the Manifesting Diva, estimated to launch in June. We still have a couple of author spaces for that, but we're really excited now as the chapters have started rolling in. And we've got another Soulful Poems collaboration for you, book 3 in the series. We've still got several poet spaces if you want to submit your poetry, and a third book in the series for Evolving on Purpose has been birthed, and it's called Evolving on Purpose: Akashic Journeying to Wealth Consciousness. I just thought I would let you all know about these magnificent opportunities that we've created for 2024. I'm also supporting a couple of clients with their solo books starting from tomorrow. And I've got one more space for a solo author who either wants to be coached in creating her book or has already created a book and needs help with the publishing or the publishing and a launch. If that's you, check out in the show notes. All of my opportunities will be linked there. And for now, it's back to the episode you came here for. Mark Stephen Pooler is the founder, editor-in-chief, media and news publisher of MSP News Global. Mark oversees the company's media business as well as its intersection with global business leaders. Prior to forming MSP News Global in 2020, Mark spent his time as a professional speaker, international best-selling author, radio and TV host, and PR and media specialist. Mark is also the founder of TMSP Agency, a premium media and PR agency. Here, Mark helps high-profile entrepreneurs share their stories through the use of PR and digital media, become known globally. When not working with his valued clients, Mark enjoys spending time with Lily, his four-legged bestie. You can connect with Mark at www.contactmark.me. Hello, and welcome to the Soulful Valley podcast, Mark.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Katie. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
It's Wonderful to have you here, Mark. You've been in my world, connected with me since, I think it's around the summer of 2021, because it was just before we launched the first Evolving on Purpose book.
Time flies.
I know. And one of our authors, it was Lydia who introduced me to you. And I was delighted when she introduced me to you, because the kind of opportunities that you have created that have supported quite several of our authors, actually, with their businesses and articles that they've participated in. I've been in a few myself. So I just want to thank you while you're here for the creations that you have made possible for quite a few people in my world to participate in.
It's always a pleasure to work with you and your authors, Katie.
Mark, we've got a special series, and it's called the Energy of Money series. And I know as well that you're very spiritual in the way that you do business. You work with universal laws and things. So I thought that you would be a wonderful guest for today. So
Thank you.
Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Of course.
First of all, how do you maintain a sense of detachment and non-attachment to financial outcomes while still actively working towards a financial growth and success?
I'm all about serving people, Katie. So my when I'm doing business, I'm always just being creative. What campaign can I put together that's going to really make an impact and serve the world? Who great can I have on the campaign that people love and who are well known that will really make this campaign even more amazing? And as you know, because you've been on some of my campaigns, I've got great people like Marie Diamond from The Secret movie. I've got Jack Canfield that's coming up next month, which you were a part of. I did Dr. John D. Martini lately. Really, really big names I work with. So money is a really, really great thing to have. And I have a great relationship with money. But I don't ever focus on the money. I focus on serving people and really being creative and enjoying what I'm doing. And I find when you take that approach, the money comes as a secondary thing, because you're being creative, serving people, making people happy and making an impact.
Rather than chasing after the money, which the majority of people tend to do in business.
I don't ever do that. I always just think of ways of who I can support, what problems I solve and how I can serve the world.
And I love that. And that's what this series is about, really, to show listeners that there's another way to think about business and another way to think about money. And when you put service ahead of the finances, there is a natural evolution.
Yes, if you chase money, you'll always be chasing money. It's so much more better to just be in a flow. And I try not to do work if I'm not feeling relaxed, in flow, feeling peaceful within myself. And then I find opportunities flow. Whereas if you're chasing stress, looking for money, that just does not work. And I wouldn't want to work that way either, Katie.
Thank you for sharing that, Mark. How do you approach financial goal setting as a spiritual entrepreneur then? And how does it differ from any conventional goal setting methods out there?
I think I always do have a big vision. I write down my goals and have an end vision, because it's so important to program your mind with the end destination of where you want your business to go. So I know where I want to be financially. I know the kind of homes I want, the cars I want. And I really have that end in mind. And I try and step into that version of myself now in the present moment. but I just take things day to day and just take daily steps towards creating that vision. I don't get tied up in the outcome. Every day I just work on what can I do today that's best, what's best in this moment to be doing right now. And I'll create great campaigns, I'll make great conversations with people, people come to you, and the path opens up naturally that way. So I think that's how I approach my goals, and I never put stress on myself either. I'm not one of these people who's like, oh, I've got to achieve this, I've got to achieve that. I just go from day to day and just do the steps in the day of what I'm doing today to work on the next things that I'm working towards.
And that way you get to enjoy it as well.
But it's important to enjoy the journey as well. Absolutely. As the destination.
Mark, how do you handle financial setbacks or challenges from a spiritual perspective? And are there any practices or mindset shifts that you employ during such times?
Yes. I think everyone has setbacks, things that don't go through, or little knocks to finances. And I think as an entrepreneur, you have ups, downs, and it can be a roller coaster at times. But I have an abundance mindset. I never focus on lack. I always focus on abundance. So rather than putting my attention to, oh, that hasn't gone through, oh, that's happened, I just switch straight back to abundance and creating opportunities, serving people. And if one door closes, another one will open. So I think mindset is really important, to just stay focused on abundance rather than lack.
Thank you. And how do you navigate the balance between serving others and valuing your own worth when it comes to pricing your offerings?
I think valuing yourself and your time is really, really important. And I definitely do that. But also I like to be of service to others. So I always make sure I have like lower offerings, medium offerings, and then really high value offerings. So that does open more opportunities to people that are on lower incomes, who have less of a budget. But I think I never lower my prices so low that they are cheap, because then you will just attract people that just want freebies from you, and then they're not really serious about building their business. They just want something for free. So I make sure I do cater to lower budgets, but at the same time pricing myself of value, because it's really important to value yourself as well.
And there's something I personally wanted to ask you as well, Mark, because we've sort of discussed the topic a little bit before, and that was about the law of assumption, which you don't often hear spoken much of in the online space. I haven't heard it much. I've heard it before, but the only person in my space online I've heard it through was you. So the question that I've pulled together is, how do you apply the law of assumption in both your personal life and business endeavours to manifest positive outcomes and abundance?
Yes, that's a great question. I do really like the law of assumption, and I do use it, and it's all about making positive assumptions, how you perceive things, because we can either perceive something as a negative or positive, but the fact is everything is neutral. We get to decide if we perceive something as positive or negative. And so I would always say, try to perceive things as a positive, or at least keep it neutral, and say to yourself, I'll come back to this later, and then I'll make a decision whether this is positive or negative, rather than in the moment just seeing it as negative. So it's really important to make positive assumptions, and the way you perceive reality as good or bad, it's really, really malleable. It's totally up to yourself how you perceive something. And I use it in my business and in my personal life. And it's all about having a vision, but knowing that vision is already done and stepping into that version of yourself right now and knowing that it's already done, because every possible outcome exists and we're always moving to best case scenario if you are stepping into the best version of yourself and moving towards your end destination. It's all about mindset and the way you are showing up in the world, having a vision, but really having trust and faith in God and the universe as well. So it's about using your intuition, not trying to force or manipulate outcomes, and really having trust in your higher power, your intuition, and really great positive self-talk as well. And it's an ongoing journey. I'm not perfect at it, but I do make sure that I'm using it in my life and business. And it's a really, really great way to step into a good version of yourself, to create new results and step into better realities, because I believe we can create any reality that we want to create. But it's about having the right assumptions, the right mindset, and taking the right kind of inspired action. But I have off days just like everyone, Katie, but these little things do help you to really move forwards into a better future.
We all have off days. I have off days too. And recently as well, I was reminded that the brain actually has a bias towards the negative. So there's more of a reason that we really do have to keep reminding ourselves that we don't have to believe that negative bias. And something else that popped up then when you were talking was the thing about good and bad and how we perceive good and bad. And lately I've been looking at things that would be perceived as bad that have had amazing results following those bad things. So even there's we can think that it's bad to be negative, but there might be a really good reason that you're in that space to move through that space.
Yes, well, as Esther Hicks says, which is very law of attraction based, if something negative happens or something bad happens, in that moment, straight away, you know what you want, or you know the good thing that you want. So there is good and bad to everything. So if you perceive something as bad, straight away in that moment, you know what the solution is. You know what the good thing is that you want. And it's about retraining your mind back to the solution, always being the solution rather than the problem. But you were right. The mind does want to attach to the negative. Because we're so programmed from childhood all the way up to our adult years. So every day it's always about one, being present, being the observer of your thoughts and not feeling like you are your thoughts, not believing those thoughts, letting them pass, and then redirecting your mind back to the outcome that you want and the solution that you are in.
Beautiful.
And that takes persistence as well.
Absolutely. It's like becomes a way of life, doesn't it? And I love the way you brought mindfulness into that, because for me, that mindfulness is the practice that is my priority. So bringing yourself back into the present moment. And it's funny because I came into this online space originally to create mindfulness courses online for people and coach mindfulness. And I've come full circle to discover that most of the things that are out there being taught are based around mindfulness. So I quite like that.
I will say, Katie, sorry to interrupt you as well. When you're going through these mindset shifts, did I say that right?
Mindset shifts.
See, it doesn't take a lot to be clever. When you're going through these mindset shifts, if you are coming from lack or an anxious state, a great thing that you can do is breath work. I do 10 minutes on a morning 10 minutes on an afternoon, and it's where you kind of hyperventilate and do these breath work, inhales, hold the breath, let the breath out. 10 minutes on a morning, 10 minutes on an afternoon, it completely regulates your nervous system. So it puts you into a relaxed state of mind. Your thoughts slow down. You're more relaxed, more at peace. And it's so much more easy then to reprogram the mind and observe the mind rather than getting caught up in the mind. So I highly recommend breath work for anyone wanting to go through those changes.
Thank you for that tip, Mark. That's wonderful. And I'm sure some people that are listening in now to an Energy of Money series have probably got a lot of stress going on in their lives around whatever's going on in their financial life at the moment. So all of these little tips will be really beneficial. Mark, is there anything else that you'd like to share today that we haven't covered?
Well, I've really enjoyed being on the show today. Thank you so much for inviting me. I love what you're doing. I love how you're of service to all of your authors and amazing people that you work with as well. You're an inspiration. You're achieving great things too, Katie. And if anyone is looking for any kind of media or PR coverage, they can book a free consultation at www.contactmark.me. That's contactmark.me. And thank you for inviting me onto your show.
You're very welcome, Mark. And I highly recommend that if you'd like some PR, that you go to Mark. He's the guy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much again, Mark. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I trust that you will have heard something today that you were ready to hear, and that it's made you feel a little lighter, more aligned and connected with your soul's purpose, and you have been reminded of who you really are and the true nature of the power that you hold within you. My aim for this podcast is to bring love, light, wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, go back and listen to some of the back catalogue of previous episodes. Subscribe, follow, rate and review so that you're notified when new episodes drop in, and share this podcast with anyone that you think it may help to listen to. You can connect with me at soulfulvalley.com, and if you scroll to the bottom of the website, there are links to my social media platforms.